the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else who's always exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this magnificent Football Monday, the world of sports is alive following an unbelievable wild card weekend in the National Football League, and we still got one more game coming up tonight. And over the course of the next 3 hours here on this Monday on Westwood One Sports, we will talk about all the big storylines coming out of wild card weekend and get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and be smart when you speak about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans coming up tonight on Monday Night Football. And among the topics on today's show, I will tell you why the Buffalo Bills, not the New England Patriots, the Patriots are the favorite right now at BetMGM to win the AFC. I'm going to tell you why it needs to be Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills as the favorite to represent the AFC in Super Bowl 60. I'm going to explain to all of you what the Philadelphia Eagles need to do in response to yesterday's embarrassing loss at home to the San Francisco 49ers that ended their season. And I'm going to tell all of you why. And I'm going to say it in such a way that you won't be able to disagree with me. Why the Philadelphia Eagles need to trade A.J. Brown, and they need to do it now. Maybe not like right now during the playoffs, but as soon as they can, get A.J. Brown off this team. There's more that the Eagles need to do. We will get to that, and we will praise Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. All the bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour, the Power Hour, and we'll be joined by two tremendous guests, my buddy Dave Damashek from Football America as part of Meadowlark Media. Love Damashek. He will join us next hour on the show to talk his Steelers tonight against the Texans and all things Wild Card Weekend. And in the final hour of the show, one of my buddies in the space, one of the most talented members of the sports betting content space or otherwise, Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN sports betting analyst. Joe will stop by in the final hour of the show. We're probably going to talk a little professional wrestling, and then 95% of the interview will be about sports and bets for the divisional round and the weekend, but Joe is a man of many talents, and we will speak to Joe about a variety of things coming up in the final hour, the Power Hour of the show. But we officially begin Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with this piece of audio from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur following the team's collapse on Saturday night against the Chicago Bears.
Well, obviously, this one is going to hurt for a really, really long time. You know, when you are in complete control of a football game and the script gets flipped in the second half, and it was a lot of self-inflicted things. And you know, give credit to them. We knew they were a team that could come back and fight. I mean, they've proved it all season long, and we had opportunities to kind of put them away, and we didn't get it done.
No, they didn't get it done. The Green Bay Packers led 21-3 at halftime on Saturday night in Chicago at Soldier Field against the Bears. The Green Bay Packers led 21-6 at the end of the third quarter on Saturday night in Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears. Final score, Bears 31, Packers 27. One of the biggest choke jobs and collapses that we've seen on Wild Card Weekend, maybe since my New York Football Giants on January 4th, 2003 against the San Francisco 49ers, 38-14 to 39-38. And Matt LaFleur, and I talked about it all day yesterday on the shows that I did on Sunday, on Wild Card Sunday, WFAN at 8 a.m., Westwood One Sports 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Matt LaFleur authored one of the worst second-half coaching performances that I have ever seen in almost four decades watching the National Football League. And I said yesterday, and I tweeted on Saturday night, and I told you in this time slot during the week, last week, that if the Green Bay Packers were to lose, they could very well fire Matt LaFleur. And my opinion yesterday was the Green Bay Packers would fire Matt LaFleur, whether right, wrong, or indifferent. Whether you think it should happen or not, my thought was, he's gone. And then we got the tweet yesterday from ESPN's Adam Schefter in the morning that John Harbaugh looming as the next potential head coach of the Green Bay Packers and connecting the dots, Harbaugh's connections to the Packers organization and connections to the state of Wisconsin. And it seemed like a fait accompli, a veritable lock, if you will, that Matt LaFleur was going to be out of a job. And now we have a tweet from 20 minutes ago in real time from ESPN's Adam Schefter. And I quote, "The Packers now are expected to try to work out a deal in the coming days to keep head coach Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, per sources." Schefter would add a few minutes later, "Matt LaFleur currently has 1 year remaining on his contract, and both sides want clarity moving forward." Now look, this is like that scene in Anchorman. We love an anchor battle. I love a good insider battle. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media then tweeted, "As Ian Rappaport, the NFL Media NFL insider, reported 2 days ago," which is a clear shot at Schefter here, right? "The Packers are expected to try and work out a deal to keep Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. Other teams with vacancies are watching closely. LaFleur would immediately become a top candidate for jobs if he becomes available." Now, Schefter did add, and again, the last line of his second tweet is, "Both sides want clarity moving forward." Nothing is a lock. It doesn't have to work. But per Schefter, it feels like there is going to be at least an effort made here by Ed Policy, who is the Packers team president, the son of Carmen Policy, used to run the 49ers, and Brian Gutekunst, the GM, and Matt LaFleur, to keep LaFleur in Green Bay with the Packers. And I can't say I disagree with this from a Green Bay Packer perspective. Now, I did say last week that I expected the Packers to move on from LaFleur if they lost the game. But I stopped short of saying that this is what the Packers need to do. I never said that. I did say the Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh if they lose to the Steelers, which they did last Sunday night. They fired John Harbaugh. I did say that the Buffalo Bills need to fire Sean McDermott if they lose in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. They didn't. And they will move on to face the Denver Broncos next week in what should be an awesome game. We'll talk about that later in the show. I never said the Packers should fire Matt LaFleur. I said I think the Packers will fire Matt LaFleur. And that still may happen. It feels like that is very much still a realistic outcome. Is the Packers moving on for Matt LaFleur? But it feels like there will at least be a concerted effort to keep Matt LaFleur as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And I would certainly understand anyone in our listening audience, anyone in our viewing audience right now, youtube.com/@thecostos, our new YouTube page, listening on radio stations nationwide, listening on Sirius XM 375, watching us on Twitch, Odyssey app, Westwood One Sports app. Oh, hell yeah, we're everywhere. I would understand if anyone out there listening or watching wanted or believed that the Packers should fire Matt LaFleur. Because what happened in the second half on Saturday night was as bad as it gets. Like, we can call a spade, and we can be honest. And yes, you can put some blame on the right foot of curtain jerking jabroni slappy kicker Brandon McManus, missing two field goals and an extra point in a game the Packers lost by four. You can put some of the blame on the Packers pass catchers, most notably Jaden Reed for that drop on the final drive of the game for Green Bay, dropping passes, letting Jordan Love down at points during the game. And you can certainly put some blame on the defense for allowing 25 points in the fourth quarter to an offense that up until that point had been impotent. Jeff Hafley, some of the shine off Jeff Hafley a little bit, the Packers defensive coordinator, following that fourth quarter collapse against the Chicago Bears. So yes, McManus, pass catchers, defense, all deserve blame. Matt LaFleur blew the game. Let's be real. Matt LaFleur blew the game. I'm going to paraphrase what Jordan Love said postgame. He didn't say it like this, obviously. But what Jordan Love basically said was, we, meaning the Packers, didn't adjust to the Bears' adjustments in the second half. Because going into halftime, Green Bay had complete control of this game, up 21-3. Looked like the Bears wouldn't gonna be able to stop them the entire game. And then all of a sudden, in the second half, the Bears' defense goes from the 2025 Chicago Bears. They go back in time 40 years. And they're the 85 Chicago Bears. And the Packers can do nothing for the vast majority of the final 30 minutes of this game. Think about this. And I'd love for someone to disagree with this. Dennis Allen, who I think is an excellent defensive coordinator, but a failure as a head coach in the NFL with the Oakland Raiders and the New Orleans Saints. Dennis Allen outcoached Matt LaFleur over the final 30 minutes of this game, and it wasn't even a fair fight. LaFleur never adjusted to the Bears' adjustments. LaFleur was not aggressive enough early and then way too aggressive late instead of bleeding the clock. And his timeout usage, I've said this before, and it's not just LaFleur. Lots of great coaches and bad coaches have this problem. You could take a stoned college sophomore playing Madden with Cheeto dust on his fingers, and that kid could manage the clock and timeouts better than some of these NFL head coaches. Matt LaFleur blew this game for the Green Bay Packers. Full stop, period, end of story. I also don't think the Packers should fire Matt LaFleur. I want to offer some perspective here on LaFleur. And in order to do that, let's go back to the summer. When we're talking about Green Bay, we're getting set for the 2025 NFL season. And what I said about the Green Bay Packers at the time, I don't think they've got the horses to make a legitimate run at the Super Bowl. They don't have enough great players. They have a bunch of good to very good players. Show me the great players. I didn't believe in Green Bay. And then they trade for Micah Parsons. And it changes everything for the Green Bay Packers. Because now you have that gravitational force on the defensive side of the ball. The guy that can go out there and can win you close games. That is built, constructed in a laboratory for moments like what we saw on Saturday night to win the game in a big spot, to sack Caleb Williams, to sack the best quarterbacks, to impact the game in the big spot. Parsons changed everything. And then he tears his ACL in Denver against the Broncos. Think about what I said following that. Cross the Packers off the list. Green Bay can't win. They can't win without Parsons. They don't have enough talent. It's not there. Now, the Packers got to the playoffs. Should have won, obviously, on Saturday night against the Bears. Even if they did, it would be a temporary stay of execution. Because they would have gotten stuffed into a locker by the Seahawks in Seattle next weekend. Still, the Packers should have won that game. But now, as Green Bay heads into next season, obviously you get Micah Parsons back in full health. We'll see if he's ready for week one, when Micah Parsons will be able to come back and play for the Green Bay Packers. But another offseason of loading up for what should be a season with super expectations in 2026, I like the idea of bringing back Matt LaFleur. And just on the John Harbaugh thing with Green Bay, now, I'm connecting dots when I talk about it, right? Something that I think could happen. Would I fire Matt LaFleur for John Harbaugh? I wouldn't do that. I'm also the guy, and I'm staying consistent, that's telling you as a Giants fan, I'd rather have Kevin Stefanski as my coach than John Harbaugh. So if I'd rather have Kevin Stefanski than John Harbaugh, yeah, I'd rather have Matt LaFleur than John Harbaugh. At least Matt LaFleur calls plays, and he's the offensive mastermind of that operation. I think this is the right move by the Green Bay Packers. I didn't think that this is the direction they'd move in, but do I think the Packers are making the right call by potentially keeping Matt LaFleur and signing him to an extension? I do. And I didn't think it would happen. It is kind of crazy, even with all of that being said, right, and we're doing this in real time, that he might get a multi-year extension following that stinker on Saturday night. I think that the clearer heads are going to prevail here. The cooler heads will prevail. I think it's a really good move by the Green Bay Packers. And now there are a bunch of dominoes that will fall as a result, as it regards the coaching carousel. Now, we don't know that LaFleur staying in Green Bay. This could still not work out. And if that happens, you know, maybe Matt LaFleur goes to coach the Miami Dolphins, who just hired the Packers vice president of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, to be their new GM. Maybe he goes to Tennessee to work with Cam Ward. He was the Titans offensive coordinator before becoming the head coach of the Packers. Maybe he goes to Atlanta to work for Matt Ryan, who he used to coach with the Atlanta Falcons. And then maybe John Harbaugh goes to Green Bay. And if that happens, there's a name that I want everybody to think about right now as it regards NFL head coaching vacancies. And this tweet yesterday, I feel like, because there's so much else going on and there was a sick weekend of games and it was great, that this tweet kind of flew a little bit under the radar. NFL media insider Ian Rappaport tweeted yesterday on Sunday that Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head coach, well, you know, the head coach of Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman, who declared a couple weeks ago that he was coming back to Notre Dame and he was not going to coach, not entertain offers to coach in the National Football League, that Marcus Freeman could be back on the NFL radar. And to me, what that meant, and I have no sourcing here, and I can be wrong about this, was the New York Football Giants, who were reportedly interested in Freeman in the calendar year 2025, thinking that, man, we may not get John Harbaugh now if LaFleur is going to be out in Green Bay. And maybe we should make a renewed pitch for Marcus Freeman. And Marcus Freeman's camp knows that, and they leak, Marcus Freeman's camp leaks, that maybe he's still interested in an effort to drive the price up for him to leave Notre Dame. Because in order for Marcus Freeman to leave Notre Dame, entering a season where they have basically, it has come out that they have basically rigged it with whatever, like the note of memorandum or the note of understanding, whatever the hell it's called, this legalese, this nonsense, that they have basically legally rigged it that Notre Dame can't miss the playoff anymore. That in order for Marcus Freeman to leave Notre Dame, like you probably have to write him a pretty hefty check. And maybe it happens. We shall see. I think that we are looking at right now, over the course of the next couple weeks, it's possible that it's very calm, right? That the waters are calm and the Bills keep winning and McDermott keeps his job and Matt LaFleur stays and John Harbaugh just goes to the Giants. It's possible that the waters remain calm. But it's also possible that we get, in a gloriously entertaining way, the most chaotic NFL coaching carousel in recent memory. Look, you get breaking news sometimes on the show, and you got to do it to lead. Was not planning on leading with Matt LaFleur, but we get that news right before we go on the air. We are going to get to all the games from Wild Card Weekend. I got to praise the Chicago Bears. That was going to be part of the Matt LaFleur conversation, was talking Chicago, and then we got this news. I'm going to talk about the Buffalo Bills and their win against the Jacksonville Jaguars and why and how Josh Allen became Superman. We'll get into what was one of the worst broadcasts I've ever seen of an NFL playoff game in that game as well. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Eagles and Niners, Rams over Panthers, Patriots over Chargers, and so much more. On the other side, why the Philadelphia Eagles need to trade A.J. Brown and why they need to do it now. Here on a Monday, you better you bet. Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.